Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. We're here today with Rob Masri, founder and CEO of Cardigan Networks, which is a mobile loyalty and rewards platform. Rob spoke at the recent National Automatic Merchandising Association Coffee, Tea, and Water event in Las Vegas. He spoke about how the loyalty reward program that his company provides has application to the refreshment services industry. Before I get into asking Rob more specifically about the service he's involved with, I want to just clarify that mobile loyalty rewards is something that companies that have e-commerce are already doing, and this certainly includes a lot of people in the refreshment services industry. For the vending industry, I see that as happening in the future once the electronic wallet, such as the Google wallet, becomes well established and vending machines are networked into those electronic wallets. At that point, mobile loyalty rewards will become a bigger part of the vending industry. So with that said, let me just start out. Rob, describe how your system works.
Thank you, Elliot. Thank you for the opportunity to discuss the company. From our perspective, we believe that there is a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of attention spent on acquiring customers, on getting customers access to brand exposure, brand awareness, and not enough time is spent on retaining customers. And we think that regardless of where you are on the purchase life cycle, whether you are a manufacturer, a distributor, a wholesaler, or a retailer, that there is someone who's buying from you, and that someone needs to be identified, and you need to understand how valuable they are. And that's the reason that we created Cardigan. We believe that some of the very big brands, Best Buy, CVS, Kroger, people like that have actually invested, and they have cards, and they have an idea and insight into their customer base. But a lot of independent franchises, a lot of small local businesses, retailers of that sort, really have no idea who their customers are, much less who the top 10%, top 20%, who their Platinum Club, who their Diamond Club is. And our objective in creating Cardigan is to give these businesses and businesses who want to know who their customers are insight into that customer base and insight into the purchase habits of those customers.
Okay. Now, much of what you do is offering loyalty rewards where a customer can use a card and have the loyalty rewards help him make a purchase at a retail establishment. Can you describe the process? Let's say that I'm a retailer or even a coffee service operator, and I have a customer that is involved with buying from me on a regular basis. How does your service play into benefiting the merchant?
Well, back in the old days, what a lot of businesses do or used to do is on their counter, there used to be, you know, what we call a punch card, a frequent buyer card. A customer would pick it up, the business would give that person a stamp or a punch, and the customer would walk out, and then the business would never see the customer again until the customer came back, searched through their wallet or purse, pulled out the card, and got another stamp. And then after they got six or seven cups of coffee or whatever it may be, they would the business would give them the eighth one free. So our system was designed to, in many ways, replicate that, but eliminate the use of the card altogether. So what we've developed is a mobile app that consumers download onto their smartphones. It can be an Android phone, an iPhone, a BlackBerry, a Windows mobile phone. And when the consumer launches the app will use geolocation to search within a certain radius that the consumer has established. Maybe it's 1 mile, maybe it's 50 miles, maybe it's 0.1 miles. And within that location of the consumer, it'll tell him or her every business that uses Cardigan for loyalty. So the consumer would be able to scroll through the list of businesses, look at their logos, look at their addresses, and click on the business that he or she is either patronizing at the moment or is on their way to patronizing. And what the consumer will see is, you know, information about the business, their website, how to get there, turn-by-turn directions, phone number on the call, and then they'll see a mobile storefront where the business is able to place announcements and advertisements to lure the customer into the location. The customer goes in, and the customer can either redeem a mobile coupon that exists in that mobile storefront by clicking the redeem button, or just by hitting what we call code, which is a unique code that's given to every person who's downloaded the Cardigan app, that and through a QR code, we place information about that particular consumer, about the date, the time, the location, the coupon that he or she may be using. And the consumer would simply show the phone to the cashier. And that's all the consumer has to do. The cashier, on the other hand, would have an iPod Touch or an iPhone or an iPad 2, any Apple product that has a camera. And the cashier or the business owner, once they've logged into Cardigan as a business owner, their view through Cardigan is a little bit different than what the consumer's view is. So they then have the option of doing one of two things. They can either scan the customer's code, and all they do is simply hit scan code. The camera on that device would turn into a scanner, and they just hold it over the consumer's phone. It takes less than a second, and all that information that our servers have populated the code with is then transferred to the business owner, dropped into a database, and they can log onto our website at any given time and see this history of this particular transaction or any transaction that's occurred over the course of the day or the week or the month. And they can then, you know, mine that data. You see how many customers have come in on Thursdays, who've redeemed the $2 off coupon, how many women have come in, you know, whatever information that that we are able to capture, we then pass along to the business, and then the business can go through that information and begin to use it for future marketing purposes.
Okay.
And then the other thing that the business owner can do is simply input into their device, the iPod, iPad, or iPhone, the consumer's phone number. Because we've learned that a lot of businesses, especially some of the older business owners, have requested the ability to ask for a customer's phone number as opposed to scanning the customer's phone. So any customer who's created an account on Cardigan has to give us a phone number that's associated with their account. And just like you would now at CVS when you don't have your card or at Best Buy, you go into the business and you say, you know, I forgot my card. In this case, I forgot my phone, or I don't have a smartphone, but I'm part of your mobile loyalty program. My phone number is, you know, 555-123-4567. The business owner can just type that phone number into their device. A scan of our database will occur, and then whatever consumer is associated with that phone number will appear, and the business will say, are you John Cardigan, or are you Rob Masri, or are you Elliot Morris? And you answer yes, and then the transaction will occur in just the same way, and the information is captured for the business. And so our goal was really to help simplify the process for both parties, and also to take a traditional transaction of picking up punch cards, picking up loyalty cards, getting stamps, and getting punches, and attaching information to them, making them more valuable, and eliminating a lot of the fraud that oftentimes exists with these paper products.
Okay. Now, you have some familiarity with the office coffee service industry from speaking to the audience in Las Vegas. Can you just briefly describe how the process would work for a traditional office coffee service company?
Yes. So for a lot of those sorts of providers, what we've discovered is that is that they're all looking for new ways to reach customers and for better ways to be in front of eyeballs at all given times. And so what we found is that for a lot of large brands, what they're looking to do is align themselves with the local business community. And so as I was describing earlier, the goal is wherever you are on the supply chain, always identifying who your best purchasers are and who your best customers are, and then incentivizing in some way, maybe rewarding them through discounts or maybe giving them something special as a thank you bonus for their patronship. So what we found oftentimes works with our product is that the brands will sponsor Cardigan for whoever it may be, the retailer, the office business that's using Cardigan. And so you would have in the Cardigan app, you would have the business located that's offering the particular product. And then the very first mobile storefront advertisement that you see in Cardigan is actually would say something like sponsored by, you know, H&C coffee for this purpose or whomever it may be. And that allows two things to happen. It allows H&C, which is really a hidden brand because they don't have a storefront that people would normally patronize, it would allow them to be seen by a lot of people, a lot of eyeballs, a lot of consumers who visit this particular business that serves H&C. And then the other thing it allows H&C to do is align itself with the local business community, because one of the most difficult things for large brands to do is to align themselves with the actual businesses that serve their products. And so we found that this turns out to be a very effective way for marketing the brand and for brand awareness and brand promotion.
Okay. Now, the agency you referenced, that was a sample of an office coffee service business, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So it is necessary to have an internet presence for this to work, correct?
You know, Wi-Fi obviously makes things faster, but because the product is a mobile app and can work just as well on the 3G network, 4G network, whatever it may be, so long as the business and the consumer have access to data coverage, everything will work in the same way. So the vendor on the streets of Manhattan could use Cardigan, the hot dog vendor, the street vendor could use Cardigan so long as they have a phone that has a camera and an Apple phone that has a camera and can access 3G, and the consumer's phone can access 3G.
Okay. And in the future, do you see social media as tying into what you're doing and making it even more profitable?
Well, for sure. You know, from my perspective, I feel that social media is at the bigger end of the funnel, right? Mobile is you go down the funnel, and the tip of the funnel is really the individual customer's mobile phone. So if you think about it, if you think about an advertising funnel, the top end are, you know, newspapers, radio, TV, direct mail, anything that a business can create brand awareness and brand exposure. From that, you go down the funnel and you see the social media sites, Twitter and Facebook and things of that sort. And you've used the TV and the radio and these large broadcast services to have some of your customers raise their hand and say, I pledge allegiance to you. I'm going to be a fan of yours on Facebook. And so that gives you a more targeted group of customers that you then can post messages to. But Facebook and Twitter and so forth are very limited because, you know, you don't really know if the person who is responding to an ad, saw it on Facebook, or if they're on Facebook the day that you posted an ad or posted an offer or posted a request or whatever it may be. And so what a lot of businesses are looking for is a way to target that list even further down. And so that's where our service comes into play, because our service goes even further down the funnel to the tip, because now you're talking about an individual customer and their phone. And so the customer who has downloaded Cardigan is taking a proactive, making a proactive choice every time by saying, yes, I want to see what this business is offering. And even within that business, I'm going to join the loyalty club, the mobile loyalty club of that business. And when you join the mobile loyalty club of a business in Cardigan, you then open up your phone for marketing messages from that company. In-app alerts, mobile alerts is what we call them. And so there's nothing that a business owner wants more than, or a vending operator or whomever, than a group of customers who say to them, yes, send us whatever information you want to send us marketing, send us advertisements, and here's a specific channel that you and I can use to communicate with each other. And that's in effect what Cardigan has created for these parties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's a lot of information, Rob. In today's Vending Market Watch, we're going to have an announcement about this podcast interview, and our readers will be able to get the full name of your company and the location, so that if they wanted to get in touch with you and learn more, they'll be able to do that. But at this point, I think we're coming to the end of a lot of time, but is there anything else you wanted to mention before we sign off?
Just very briefly, Elliot, I just want to say that certainly the wave of the future is creating a way for the vending machines to accept mobile payments and to begin to reward those customers who are loyal to a particular brand, regardless of where they may be in a country, and to be able to say on behalf of Coca-Cola or whomever, thank you for your past patronage. You purchased Cokes at various vending machines throughout the country over the past month 20 times. And because you hit that 20 point, here's an offer that you can take to any vending machine that offers Coke and just scan it, and you can get a free Coke. And I think that as soon as people begin to think of each vending machine as actually a store and begin to collect data and information from those customers who are using it, that's when vending machines are really going to be you can have the same sort of program with the vending machines as well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
All right. I just wanted to just clarify that you gave an example about Coke. You weren't specifically talking about anything Coke is doing right now, but that was certainly a good example. But I just wanted to be clear about that.
Exactly right.
Okay. All right, Rob. I appreciate your time, and I will be talking with you in the future.
Thank you so much, Elliot. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay.